A Question of Murder, A Murder She Wrote Mystery, a novel by Jessica Fletcher and Donald Bain, read by Cynthia Darlow. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. The girl was young and pretty. The large yellow sunflowers on the mid-calf-length white dress she wore perfectly matched her blonde hair and seemingly sunny disposition. Her smile was wide and genuine. There was a sweetness about her that was palpable. The young man named Paul, standing next to her, was not so sanguine. He was of medium height and wore a brooding expression along with his khaki slacks, two-tone boat shoes, and pale blue button-down shirt. A maroon cardigan tied loosely around his neck and draped down his back completed his preppy wardrobe. He was handsome in a rough sort of way. By that I mean there was a thickness to his facial features that contributed to what seemed like a perpetual frown. He lacked interest in the others in the drawing-room, with the single exception, of course, of the young woman, whose name was Cynthia. With the young couple were an older man wearing a purple silk smoking jacket and a patrician woman in knee-high riding boots, wide-hipped tan jodhpurs, and a white silk blouse.
"Feel like taking a walk?" Paul asked Cynthia in a voice that carried to the others.
Softly, he added, "Let's get out of here." He ducked his head down, gave her a quick kiss on the neck, and stroked her arm, gliding his hand from her shoulder down to her fingers. Cynthia shivered and took a step forward.
"What a grand idea," she said, turning to the older couple.
"I certainly could use a walk. I hear there's a full moon."
"You won't see any moon," declared the older man, whose name was Monroe Whittaker.